APSC.
Hi, is Don available?
I think so, man. Tell him who's calling.
Zach with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you.
This is Don. Can he?
Good morning or good afternoon, Don. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I received an online application from you this morning and just wanted to touch base with you. Do you have a little bit of time to talk?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So, Don, what were you looking to do here? Are you looking to bring on some capital or some equipment or a little bit of both? Or
Kind of a little bit of both. I mean, I've had, to be honest with you, my friend, I'm sorry, was your name, would you say Zach?
Yeah, Z-A-C-H.
Yeah, Zach, I bet I've had cash advances before, what we call merchant cash advances, okay. And that I wanted to kind of consolidate them, and then, you know, is my biggest focus, was my biggest thing, was consolidating them. And I've used merchant cash advances over the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years several times. What
okay.
hurt me this time was, or kind of set us back some, was that we had actually, we buy out equipment sometimes or inventory when, like, say, one of the distributors is moving from one location to another one or just liquidating what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll contact me and tell me what they've got, and we'll negotiate, and if we reach an agreement, then we'll purchase whatever they've got. And but this time we had one that we'd done that with, and we wire transferred the funds to them. And then when we sent trucks in to get them, there was no product.
Oh.
So long story short is we ended up, I located, because I've been in this business so many years, I've got contacts, and I located the products that was
uh-huh.
actually still in the warehouse out in California. And we filed an injunction and got it frozen where that now they can't dispose of it. They ain't been able to dispose of it now for about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And but they up until last week, they've been postponing the hearings through their attorney. And now their attorney can't even contact his own client. They've left the country. So,
oh.
I think it's, I want to say, Zach, it's the 20... I want to say it's the 22nd of this month
uh-huh.
is when that we get the rights to be able to take our products, get our products. But it hurt us because it was $64,356 worth of products.
Ouch.
And what had happened, he had sold it to two other clients besides me, but we had proof that we had purchased it originally ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And but the other two clients are not going to lose because there's other products in the warehouse that they're going to have to take in lieu of the monies that they had already paid.
Right.
And first time in, I guess now in 23 years, I've ever seen this happen. And because I've done it many, many times over the years.
Wow.
And but this is just one time that the indie itself just got greedy and sold the same product three times.
Jeez,
but that's what hurt us. And so what I done, we took a merchant cash advance, you know,
mm-hmm.
to try to, you know, try to ease off some of that pressure. And then he had his attorney to postpone, to delay the hearing.
Cash advance.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what has hurt us. But now then, the attorney has been left kind of holding the bag, per se, too, because his client left the country knowing he's never going to come back.
Holy crap.
So that's what hurt us. I mean, I've
yeah.
paid, to be honest with you, I've been paying, per day, a little over $1,874 per day.
Ouch.
And since back in, middle part of May.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
But see, we do an enormous amount of business. See, our credit card sales on the average will run about $100,000 a month in credit card sales.
Okay, great.
And because we ship all over the United States, and we can even ship up into Canada and down into Mexico. And,
nice.
Of course, then we've got dealers that we sell to above and beyond that. So that's what's helped us, but like I say, it's still at the same time. It hurt us because that many cash advances can mm-hmm. really hurt you after a while.
So that 67,000 in inventory did
we'll so have what, access of it by the 22nd.
And what kind of a return can you get on that?
Oh gosh, man, that's why that we bought these products as ATVs, and we actually bought them for 40 cents on the dollar.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So, I mean, and we done it last year. I bought 3 tractor trailer loads of go-karts, sight unseen. And now I fire sold them. I sold them out in the truck loads. I didn't sell them out, pieced them out. I sold them out truck loads at a time.
Right.
And I still netted ourselves a little over $16,000 last year.
Holy
and
cow.
Now with these here, we can do even better because of the fact that we're not going to, we would have probably sold them in bigger volumes, but by waiting this length of time, we're going to be into the holiday season, and our biggest season is coming up now. As of this past Friday, we had done this year, just in credit card sales alone, was $626,000-some-odd in credit card sales alone. And we're targeted to hit right around $980,000 by the end of the year.
Okay. So you would prefer a merchant capital advance over a traditional working capital loan if, you know, we were to get you some additional funding?
It to me, what I'd like to do, and you can use your expertise on this, I'd like to have those pay. Right now, what I owe on all of them, on those 4, it started out, believe it or not, at $195,000-some-odd. Now we're down to about $86,000, $87,000.
Okay, so you'd want to pay those off. Were you looking to net any additional capital?
But I would like to have rounded it off and done just 105,000. So that way, then if we've got the option of paying it off early, if need be, without any penalties, and preferably if we could get any reserved, I don't know if you wouldn't, some don't want to call it interest, but if you know what I'm saying, any discount on it if we paid off early. Otherwise, we would not want it over a 12-month period.
Okay. Yes, we do offer, depending on the program, it's 5-6% of the remaining balance on a certain program for early payment. Another program we have is 25% of the remaining interest. So there are some options there if you're looking to pay this off early. So yeah, there are some definite discounts that could be waiting.
Be honest, we'd love to be able to just really, because what we're projecting and seeing coming is just off today alone. Yeah, because we've all been just teetotally wrapped up all day. It was almost like it's a holiday is here, even though we're still a few weeks out.
Right.
And it seemed like it is, but we would love to be able to go out of this year with not owing anyone anything.
I can understand that. Let me ask you this. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Oh, gosh. I think last year in credit card sales was $635,000 in credit card sales. Total overall sales was real close to $1 million. I think it was like $978,63, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
This year we're actually up from that.
Nice. So based on that number, your sales from last year, it sounds like we could get you close to that 105 mark, if not a little bit over. We just have to take a little bit more documentation to get you some solid numbers.
Oh, yeah, we can shoot you over whatever documentation, like bank statements and credit card processing statements. And I'll be honest, a week ago this past Friday, we actually was the biggest single day we've done in a while. It was 21,400 in one day.
Wow, congratulations.
But, I mean, actually right now with what we've got pending right now, these products we sell are high dollar. And a large portion of them, our average ticket item would be around $1,500. But we've got products going all the way up to $9,000. And this is a season that the big dollar items is what people are wanting. The guys want these side-by-sides that they use to hunt with and all these things.
Uh-huh.
And our biggest worry right now is having the inventory to be able to suffice the orders.
Gotcha. So is it all vehicles or, vehicles that you sell or different, like all-terrain vehicles? Or?
It's ATVs, scooters, motorcycles, UTVs, which a lot of them refer to as side-by-sides, mini bikes, go-karts, buggies, like dune buggies. Things
all kinds
of that
of fun stuff.
Yeah, all that. And we have been ranked probably the highest growth company in the nation. But see, we sell wholesale and retail. We sell retail to areas that we do not have a dealership established. At that point, a dealer is established, then we have to cease and desist in selling direct to the public there. And and there is dealers being set up, you know, just consistently all over the United States. And but you know, when you start trying to cover 48 states, that's a, you know, that's a pretty large volume to cover.
Absolutely.
And of course, our parent company, we actually have the authority as a manufacturing company that is not manufacturing. We're waiting to see the outcome of this election, but
yeah,
we actually have the rights and the authority to manufacture, you know, anything that Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, Ford, Chevy, we can manufacture cars.
Really? Wow.
Took us 7.5 years to get that authority.
So you guys have an assembly line set up?
That's what we're... See, until we went through two terms, two totally different administrations, and both had the same thing in common. Neither one was encouraging, endorsing, or supporting manufacturing stateside.
Right.
A lot of people do not believe that. I said, guys, I'm telling you, there's 52 of us, not that's involved in this company, but involved in the manufacturing, which is American Parasports Manufacturing Company Incorporated. There's 52 of us, and they'll all tell you the same thing. Not a one of us has ever got any encouragement or endorsement or any assistance from any federal agency to manufacture stateside. All the recommendations and encouragement was to go abroad.
That's disappointing.
And I said, we went through two terms ever since 2001.
Right. So, they've been pushing everything overseas.
Exactly. And, you know, people, I told them, I said, guys, it doesn't matter anymore. It's not political to the point that it's not a party anymore. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, or wigwam.
Yeah.
You know, corrupt is corrupt.
Yes.
And I said, that's what we've got right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, in our state alone, to give you an idea how twisted up it is, our governor is Republican. Okay, he's supporting Hillary Clinton. Our previous governor, which is Governor Bredesen, was a Democrat. He's supporting Trump.
Really?
And, of course, you got Bob Corker down there. He's Trump. Bob's one of her senators, and he's a good friend of mine. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so much corruption overall in D.C. It's not one person. There's
no, it's the whole
so
thing.
Many of them. They're all gone bad up there.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest reason, which it's like I told him, I said, guys, whether you despise the sight of Donald Trump or not, I said, if you know the Clintons as well as all of us guys do, it would change your mind, I can promise you, because we've known them since way back in the 70s.
The Memphis Mafia back in the day.
You betcha. And people do not believe that. They said, Donald,
yeah.
I said, look, I said, one of my best friends over in Rogersville, Arkansas, is one of Bill's best friends. He is not supporting Bill's wife. It's that bad. I said, he cannot announce it because that woman right there is, you know, with all due respect, is probably one of the meanest ladies I've ever encountered in my life.
Didn't he call her the warden? That's his. He'll call her the warden.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, people end up, look what she done with Whitewater. People die, literally.
Yeah. A lot of people are dying around them. Seems like every month someone's shooting themselves twice in the back of the head.
Saying it's suicidal. You know,
right.
I mean, like I say, and that went on back in Whitewater. That was way back there. That was way back before all this ever come about.
Right.
And I said, guys, you got to understand, even the Kennedys, Caroline Kennedy is a, you know, her and Hillary are related.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Caroline was running for the Senate office at first, was going to, the one that Hillary actually was elected into. When Caroline got 3 death threats, she pulled out of the race, moved to the UK, and that's when Hillary went in and took the race.
Well,
and
about John got his
John
plane
killed. Yeah, he was
crashed. Yeah, his plane crashed, and then Hillary Clinton took his Senate seat.
That's right. Well, see, that's the one that Caroline was going to run. That's the one she was going to run for.
Uh-huh.
And see, a lot of people don't know that that Hillary and the Kennedys are related. They are.
Wow.
And see, Hillary's been living up in upstate up there and just down lower Manhattan with her
mm-hmm.
girlfriend for many years now. Her and Bill does not live together as man and wife.
Right. Yeah, I've read all that stuff for years. You know, it's more of a thing. It's more a thing of convenience now.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it don't change, then we're not going to have anything to worry about because this country is teeter-tottering on being bankrupt.
Yes.
To such a degree, people would not believe it.
Yeah, and that's the plan, though. They want to destabilize us and bring in this whole world government thing that's supposed to, you know, let's consolidate power, and it's just going to fuck us all over, pardon my French.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, see, it's borderline they call it, you know, like old Bernie. Bernie sold himself out. He sold everybody out, you know, was supporting of him. And his political days are over. Yeah. I hope he got enough money out of it, because he'll never be back in politics again. And I've got nothing against him at all, but I mean, man alive, I mean, I would have never believed he would have done it. But he's a socialist, okay?
Yeah.
That is exactly what Hillary's after, is dictatorship, just like Barack.
Yes.
They do not look at democracy. They look at dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And even Fidel Castro can't stomach the sight of Barack. He wouldn't even meet him when he flew down to Cuba.
I love that.
You know, I mean, it's that bad now.
Yeah.
And they trying to blame everything on Putin. And of course,
that's,
I'm not a fan of Putin, don't get me wrong. That's just something they're trying to do to try to turn people against Trump.
Yes.
Who took the money from the big big companies over there in Russia? That was Hillary.
Yeah, and who had a majority stare of shock, a stock in a Putin company over there, several year power company, Podesta, her CEO of her campaign.
Exactly.
It's all interwoven.
It honestly is, but it's hard to make the average person. You cannot make them believe that.
And that's so frustrating. I can't even tell you how many friends I've lost on Facebook trying to explain what the hell is really going on, and people just do not want to.
They do not want to listen to it, even though that, you know, they don't have. They're getting caught up. You know, in the move, or whatever you want to refer to it as,
mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, they don't realize what the aftermath is going to be. They have no idea.
Pure hell. Yeah, it's scary. So I'm hoping keeping everything crossed that I can for a positive outcome next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's me. That's us to a T. That's what we're just hoping and praying for.
Yeah, yeah. But in the meantime, sorry to get off topic there, but
uh-huh.
I could talk about that forever, to be honest with you, for hours. It fascinates me. but Don, I wanted to put together an email for you of the things that we need to take a look at to see what we can make mm-hmm. available for you. And I have sales at apscusa.com. Would that be the most efficient email?
Yes, sir. That'd be the most efficient one, and I'll send you back all the documents, because we're kind of an open book. Like
okay.
I say, that this is the first time that we've ever had any issues. We've been in business since back in July the 10th of 2009.
Oh, wow.
And,
congratulations.
And, of course, we were in Memphis 7 years before we moved up here.
Okay.
And, but we were strictly wholesale then. We didn't do out any retail. But like I say, that is what stowed us for a loop that won't quit. And then recently we found we're on the verge now of switching our credit card, you know, processing credit cards,
uh-huh.
because of the one that we've got. I could actually shoot them things up to you. It would blow your mind if you read the statements, because what was supposed to be 2.65, 2.45, they'd actually been charging us 8.15.
What the heck?
Yeah, they actually, that three different new processors have said you would be wise to turn these over to your attorney and let them proceed. But they said they overcharged us over $31,480 in 1 year.
Wow.
And we stay so busy. And, of course, the average person, and I'm guilty, doesn't understand the credit card, you know, reading those credit card statements and understanding them. But what caught it was that they started debiting outside of the statements, because they'd always charge us, deduct the fees from whenever before they made the deposit, so it was kind of camouflaging. You didn't know it,
right?
And then they gotten greedier and started debiting our account each month for 4 to 5 separate fees that would range a total of as minor as $360 to $600 in extra fees. And I thought, what is these things for? So I called them, and they said they was, you know, a high purchase item fees. And I said, I've never heard of such. And
it's like they're making stuff up.
Yeah, and that's when I had the reports research, and that's when they found. They said over the last 5 years, they'd overcharged us over $81,000.
Oh, holy cow, that's got to be infuriating.
But then they had actually even turned around and sold out like a mortgage company would, and I didn't think they had that right to, but they said with it being tier-to-tier, they could. They had sold us over to other companies.
What the heck?
And one told me, as recent as this morning, told me it's a company by the name of Cayenne. And he said, Mr. Dunn, he said, you do not want any full-blown contract. You want month to month. You don't want tier. He said, these contracts are not worth the paper they're printed on. He said, they'll start out charging you like there should be, but if you don't keep a tab on that, he said, I can 100% guarantee you that those fees are going to increase. But he said, never sign up with someone that's going to deduct their fees from the processing amount. Always have it on a statement so that way you've got the capability of viewing those fees. The way these guys have been doing it, you couldn't. They pulled them fees, so there was no way you would have known what they was going to charge until you actually got the statement. And he said, I've looked at those statements, and he said, there's some hidden agendas in there. I said, I couldn't understand them. He said, they know what they're doing. And he said that I have to agree with two of my competitors. I would turn these documents over to my local attorney and let them proceed in this because what they've done is not lawful charges.
But how about this? You got to imagine how many other customers they've done the same thing.
Well. Yeah. Well, I dug in on it and found one that they had just set up over the phone. Small time guy. His first month, he had I think it was $673 that he processed. Uh-huh. They debited him $162.
What the heck? It's like 14%.
It's unreal what they're doing. Honestly, I mean, how they're staying there. They said what will happen is the companies. They said we've seen them do this before. The pressure's on them. That they'll end up going down, they'll file bankruptcy, and then the very next day they'll pop up under a different name and be back up operating. They won't have any scars on their BBB report or their DNB report, and they'll be back up going again.
That just makes you sick.
There's no regulatory system. See, there's nobody regulating any of this stuff anymore.
Right.
I would have never believed any company would be lawful. They said they're not. And they said, but you can freeze their assets. If they file an injunction, it'll freeze their assets. I said, you're kidding. They said, oh, no. They won't move then.
I'd do that immediately.
That's what we're in the process of doing. I said, I could not. I just couldn't. I knew when I had one charge for an A&E, American Express card, the card was like $4,300 card that the purchase was, and they charged me $699.
What the heck?
They couldn't understand that either. They said it was a non-qualified, meaning that if they're not within 35 miles of you, they're considered non-qualified. But then they hit it with an over-expense, flat rate over a high-dollar ticket item. But American Express said they did not have such charges because I've spoken to them.
That is just wild. That's I would definitely have some legal action starting up against those folks. That just sounds ridiculous. I can't believe that they're in business.
That I can't, but there's so many of them out there that's that same way. You'd be amazed how many's like that.
That's one of the worst things in my eyes is just thieves. I just can't stand it. I just can't. It makes
well,
me
I, I'll tell you what, to be honest with you, Zach, even in the merchant cash advances, I had one company, and it was Yellowstone. And they hit me, and at the last minute, I mean, before the contracts, they drug it out for about a week, and at the last minute, they hit me with an an $800 broker fee, and then the cumulative fees went all the way up to $3,200.
What the heck?
How? Sure did. And I mean, I've got it all in writing, but there's nothing you can do. See, I mean, that was the time because they'll drag you out to the point that you've already got to the point you don't have the time to go back and go and do something different.
Right, like you have to make a payment now kind of thing. Or
exactly. Well, it's either due now. The contract is this, do you want it or not type scenario, see? Mm-hmm. And they've drug it out so long that to go back and try to do something different, it's going to take you another, roughly a week to get that done. And
they're going to add on charges.
Yeah, and whatever you need the money for to start with is you needed it more desperate after that.
Yeah.
The total fees I'm looking here is $800 broker fee and $1,999 bank fees, and the banks don't even charge that.
Yeah,
I even spoke to the bank. It was $2,800 is what those two fees were.
For one purchase.
One purchase.
That's incredible.
And believe this or not, that was actually funding, 26,000. I'm sorry, 26,000.
I can't believe that they're.
And that's not what they charged. That was, I mean, that's not just, that's added extra. That's not the finance and the payback amount. That was just added fees that was deducted out of the proceeds. That's not counting what it cost me to pay it back off, which was another $10,000-$11,000.
Holy cow. It just seems like they're making up
purchase. We have been hit so many times this year because our sales, of course, has been kept us running so hard trying to keep up with all the sales and all the products coming in. And because, I mean, we do a substantial amount, I do, of export business. And because I import and I'll sell down into Brazil, Chile, Dubai, just different countries, not just in the United States. And I've been so tied up, and even all the people here could not keep up with everything to look at it as closely as what they should have been able to look at it.
Right, right. So just there's a lot of volume coming in and out at
that's, we can average running, like say on a $100,000 monthly sales, you know, as far as credit card sales, you know, our gross profit would be roughly around $28,000-$29,000.
Wow. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's crazy.
But like I said, when you got people that's dipping into it like that unannounced, it doesn't take it long to take it away from you.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. That's so have you started doing, I guess, the preliminary work of finding a different I guess merchant processing?
Oh, we've got one by the name of Cayenne. And I've done research on them. And of course, they're more well known. Ignite, the one that I thought I was with, I started out with, is not the same that we ended up with because they transferred them off to two other companies. And I didn't even have a rep. As of 3 weeks ago, I didn't even know who the rep was. And they couldn't tell me who the rep was for the company anymore because I called them to try to find out what was going on with all these fees. Mm-hmm. Cayenne is kind of an open book. Anything that I need to know, I've got one sales rep. And one sales rep only, and I've got complete notification, and we're on a month-to-month. We did not sign any long-term contracts.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Yeah, that's got to be infuriating to know that someone is doing that to you, and nothing can be done to kind of reverse that. But we're here to help you out. And what I'd like to do is put together an email for you, Don. So we're going to want to look at, you know, 4 months of the most recent merchant statements,
mm-hmm.
6 months of the most recent business bank statements,
mm-hmm.
The contracts of the loans that you do have.
Yeah, I've got them. I've got all that in a package for you, my friend. I can shoot it all over to you.
Perfect, perfect. You know what I'll do is I'll just put everything together in an email for you right now. I'll have it over to you in about 5 minutes. Attach my contact number on there as well. So if you want to get everything together and shoot it over, please feel free to. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I am here to help you out, Don.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it, and I'll have it back to you because I've actually got it put together.
Awesome. I'll send that email over in about 5 minutes, and I will look forward to receiving your information.
Thank you so much.
All right, Don, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.